So to Berakimel Mishnah Beis, Hainif v'Higish. So they're Mainif, they did the waving, v'Higish. Now, Higish is the first part that only a Kohen can do. When we deal with a Karban Mincha, part of the Kmitza, which is done by the Mizbeach, part of that process, the Kmitza is when they put the flour, when the Kohen has the flour in the Kmitza of his hands, as we're going to soon see, part of that process itself is bringing it to the Mizbeach itself. So bringing it, that's Hagasha, v'Higish, that's only done by the Kohen. From this point on, it's only the Kohanim. Komatz v'hikter. So he does kmitza. Kmitza is where he takes the flour. The flour is first put in the palm of his hand and sort of closed with his middle three fingers. And then what he would do, kmitza, is as he would close his middle three fingers, the leftover flour that would fall to the sides, he would take his outer two fingers, his thumb and his pinky, and he would sort of push away the remaining flour on the sides that would fall down. The shaila is, that remaining flour, what would happen to it? So the Mishnah tells us, v'hashar nechol kohanim. That leftover flour is eaten by the kohanim. Not in every case, we're going to soon see there are some cases that it's not. Hayamashke, then she would drink from the meimarim, v'achakach makriv es minchasa. And then they would be makriv her karban mincha. Now, obviously, if she dies right there, they're not going to be makriv. So the Rab brings that no matter what you hold, the Karban Mincha had to have been brought, and only after the Karban Mincha is brought, that's when the effects of the Mei Marim start occurring. But the main point here is the Tanna Kamma holds that first she would drink, and the Karban Mincha came afterwards. Now it's important to note that the Torah says that they would make her drink three times. And the first time it says it, it's mashma that first she would drink, because that's the order, and then after the Mincha. The problem is, when the Torah says it a second time, the Torah says, and I'm just going to read it, so the second time, it says it sounds like it's happening after the Karban Mincha. It sounds like they bring the Karban Mincha first. And then it says it a third time, so this is a machlokes tanaim. So the Tanna Kamma holds, which we just said, is that first they would make her drink, and then the Karban Mincha. What do you do with that second pasuk, that's mashma, that it was the opposite order? So really, Chum learned that it's going on before they brought the Mincha. And it's teaching us that it's only going to work if all of the ink left the parchment when they erased it into the water. If there's any type of ink that remains on the parchment, then it's not going to work. That's what the second pasuk, where it said, v'ach yashke sa'isha samayim, that's what it's coming to teach us. And the third time the Torah mentions make her drink, that's if after Hashem's name was erased, meaning after they erased the whole parsha into the water, if she says she doesn't want to drink, we still force her to drink. Rabbi Shimon Omer makriv es minchasa v'achar kach hayamashke. Rabbi Shimon holds that it's the opposite, that really you go after the second time the Torah mentions making her drink, and the Torah there mentions it's mashma, that it's after she brings the karban mincha. So first you makriv the mincha, and then she drinks. Shenemar is bringing that second time. V'achar yashke es ha'isha es ha'mayim. Afterwards, you make her drink the water. However, Rabbi Shimon agrees that b'di'evid, if they did it in the opposite order, that first she drank and then she was makriv, then it's kosher. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the first pasuk is actually teaching me b'di'evid, if you did it that way, it's kosher. The second pasuk teaches us the proper order, according to Rabbi Shimon. And the third time that it repeats to make her drink, Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Tanna Kamma that it's coming to teach us that if Megillah was erased into the water and she says she doesn't want to drink anymore, that we force her to drink.